Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow, my goodness. You know, recently the government had a period of time where it was shut down, I believe, for a period of 2 weeks. And about 2 weeks ago, they were bringing the government back from shutdown. And the House of Representatives stenographer, her name is Miss Reed, Diane Reed.
Well, hold on a minute. A lot of us don't know what a stenographer is. So is this like a podiatrist or something?
Is it like a court reporter, I would imagine,
is
taking notes?
Yeah, so this is the one that writes down every word that's being spoken.
Right.
Every single word that's been spoken inside our government during that meeting, she writes those words down.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so she's the recorder person.
She's the recorder person.
Okay.
And so C-SPAN was recording this as they do everything. Mm-hmm. And this woman gets up in the middle of this vote. I mean, you see all the Congress are taking votes.
So the court reporter or the stenographer, it just gets up right in the middle of a typical meeting, the things you see on C-SPAN where they're meeting.
Right, right. They're gaveling. They're calling that,
taking
the vote.
A vote in.
Right.
What vote are they taking in?
To reopen the government.
So this is during that whole time. This is after, I guess, it was Senator Ted Cruz got up and he spoke for about 20-something hours and said, we don't need to go. Is that right?
Well, no, that was in referring to Obamacare. This or the Affordable Health Care Act. This was about the government being shut down.
What year was this? This is October 16th.
Right. This is just a couple of weeks ago. This just happened.
Well, that's what he was talking about was he was talking about it was about what it's not just about what you're talking about
right.
In the context of that. That was the narrative.
Correct.
That he was talking about that can't afford it.
Right.
And this is about reopening the government.
Right. In the same context, yes.
Yeah, and that's what
he
was saying was, give it a year,
whatever,
in regards, because you can't afford this thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand now, we're listening to Alinsky tactics and all these things going on, that, and God's revealing these different things to us. And so, in the middle of that, when they're about to say, what are you talking about, Senator Ted Cruz? What are you guys talking about, people that are hearing from the Lord? We're going to keep going in this direction. We're going to keep going with these honed stones in New York, at the 9/11 thing. And so that's what's happening right there, right?
Absolutely.
We don't have the money as it is. We're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar. We're fixing to raise our credit limit, be more indebted to China and other countries who are working, by the way, as we speak right now in the meeting I just had yesterday. I'll be talking more about it on a defense against us in the context of it, because it's reported, and I have to verify this, that this is what he was telling me. I haven't verified the sources, but they've discovered oil. They did for oil under China. And once they have their own, that's why they've been building this infrastructures and all, because they're getting ready to fulfill that end time type thing going on. And so America, it could be a byword if we don't turn back to God in the context of this. So here they are. So there, this is that. So I was going to get some more context. So they're about to say, yes, raise our credit limit up. Let's just print more money.
Let's do it all.
Let's do this thing.
Let's get the government back. Let's open these parks up.
So this lady's just sitting there doing her job.
She's sitting there. And then all of a sudden, you can see this on video. Well, hopefully we'll get this for you. You can see it on the torch. We'll make it available for you. You'll be able to hear it now. She gets up, grabs the microphone.
Now, this is unusual.
This is unusual because she's not
there, but not there. Like
she's
wallpaper.
Not a representative.
Right, right.
She has no authority. This is outside of her element.
No United States governmental type of authority.
Yeah, exactly. But she does have authority because she's a believer now. She's a Christian.
Oh, okay.
She's a Christian.
So she's a Christian.
She's a Christian.
And so she stands up and grabs the mic.
Who's been recording now every single word that's been happening there for years.
So she knows.
She knows. If anyone knows, she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she's the scribe.
She's the scribe. Mm. She grabs a hold of the microphone. And you can't hear all the audible, but this is what she says. Praise be to God. He will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. They're trying to grab her. Shove her, bring her out of the place. And
while she stood up again to praise God, saying that he wouldn't be mocked.
He will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. And they're trying to call order and what's going
on. Here's a segment right here from C-SPAN. Let's see if we can hear it actually. Listen up really closely.
Praise
House representatives are on the floor. It's crowded.
They're dragging her off now. Yeah. They're dragging her off. Wow, she stood right there in front of the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, all the representatives. I mean, she's yeah. right there. It's a jam-packed room. It's not like, you know, sometimes she sees banners, one person speaking and nobody. Everyone was there. They just took a major vote, and the nation was watching this go. This is televised. This is all live. And I remember some of the news reporters that were saying, hey, did you see? They were asking, you know, Congressman, what was that all about? And because it just broke out live. And they said, you know, she's never acted like this. And she's never done this before. Well, Charisma reports that she says, this is Diane. Charisma is a magazine. And she says, for the past 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night and preparing me. Through my reluctance and doubt, to deliver a message in the House chamber. And that's what I did last night. Let me tell you something, that God is speaking to his people and he's preparing them to deliver his message in his timing. And it's going to require your sold out obedience to the Lord, your love for him, and your willingness to be able to speak truth to power, no matter what the personal costs may be. And folks have tried to make this woman look like she was just, you know, going nuts or whatever. Listen, you got to obey God. It doesn't matter what people say.
Right. Well, they did the same thing to Jesus. They nailed Jesus, the Son of God, God to the cross.
Yeah.
I mean, so don't be thinking in your intellectual mind that you're going to, when somebody says, let his blood be on her head, he had no idea that that prophecy would be told for years to
come. That's right.
You know?
That's right. So she steps up in that moment that God's given her to say, this is what I want you to say.
And she's so significant in the context of a scribe that has written down all their words. Right. And she is truly aware of all those many meetings, M-I-N-I meetings, happening up there around the Speaker of the House and all the Speaker area. I mean, she knows.
Yeah. And apparently from what was said and from other congressmen that they've asked, she has a longevity of a good character. She's a good employee. So, you know, God's going to raise you up in a place where they can't even talk about your integrity is going to speak for yourself.
Right.
And you're just going to have to stand up and do what God tells you to do. But he's looking for those witnesses, those prophets that are willing to speak truth to power and say, this is the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to deliver it.
And you know, the blood is on our hands.
Yeah.
You know, something's about to happen.
Hmm.
And understand, if you knew it and you said nothing, you remained silent, and God spoke to you and you knew it and you were too terrified to open your mouth. He said, he told Ezekiel, I'm going to have you speak to some hard-headed, stiff-necked folks that are not going to listen to you, but I've toughened you up and you're going to have to tell them. Don't base your obedience to God based off people's response to listening to
That's
God.
Right.
Understand that we'll answer to God for not saying it. You never know. They may turn, but how will they turn unless you tell them? And how will someone tell them unless you are sent? We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.